Hi everyone, my name is Tamara, and I'm not an alcoholic. I am powerless over people, places, and things. I'm very nervous too, so I hope it goes little by little. I am from Cuba. You may be here from my accent, which there is very normal every time, you know, not just a party, to drink, you know. So I grew up thinking that this is normal. I was the little one of three children, the only girl, a little bit spoiled. My brother were boys, you know, very dangerous, you know. My mother always got called from the school because they were doing bad, you know. So I grew up thinking I have to be the good girl, the more intelligent, the good girl at school, you know. I saw myself in early trying to fix people, you know, trying to help people. And that was the idea that I got because of that. My father abandoned us when I was very baby, you know, like I was not 1 year old. So I had that issue since later. So I grew up thinking that I need a man to love me. Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. As I was growing up, doing well at the school, you know, thinking that I have to be the best, showing my mom that I was the best. I remember my mom many times telling me, you have to say the truth always, you know, be nice. But when people come and I say the truth, she said, you don't say that. So for me, that was very confusing, you know. I didn't know what to do or to be. So I was married my first time, very early. I was 18 years old. And guess what? He was an alcoholic. I knew that after. I didn't know at the time, which for me was very normal to marry with the guy who drink. We were in a relationship like for 3 years. We get married after. It lasts like 7 years. There was a lot of alcohol, a lot of he going away, you know. He was a military, and that was like kind of normal there. So I was divorced. I didn't want to go back home because actually my first reason to leave home was to let my mom, you know, to leave my mom because she was very controlling, very impulsive, you know. Really sometimes feel a shame, you know. Like she was with me all the time at doctors because she said I was very skinny. To figure it out if something was wrong with me. So I got divorced from this guy and I went back to live with my mom. And very soon I met my second alcoholic, which is normal there, you know. There was no more option. Everybody was an alcoholic. But this time it was a Belgian guy. I came here with him and I did whatever I could to get that guy fall in love with me because I thought this time, you know, I was already divorced with a child. I thought this time I'm going to make it work, you know. And I was in this denial that the alcohol was not a problem. Inclusive marijuana, he used to smoke marijuana too. And for me that was cool, you know. And I did all my best to try to fix him and to try to make him stop drinking. But first, I was a good girl, accepting whatever, to make him fall in love with me and then to make him change after, when I was already here. It didn't work. I was crazy. My life was completely unmanageable. I was obsessed all the time what to do to make him change. And I was thinking all the time, focus on him, you know, what he did, what he didn't do, why he came, why he went, where he go, completely obsessed about him, you know. One day I was at the park with my kids and I met a woman And she related with my story, and she said she had kind of the same, you know. We didn't talk about alcoholic, but we talked about the guy drinking and getting worried and, you know, so on. So she told me about a program here in Brussels. We first began to work the step together, and then she told me about this program, and I began to went to Al-Anon in Brussels. That was like 19 years ago. And when I went there, my English was not so good at the time. So I remember when I arrived there, I was more focusing what people was dressing, what shoes they have, you know, and looking around. But I felt at peace. Even I didn't understood almost not many things what they share, you know. I felt at peace. And at the time, I said to my partner, I was 10 years home with a working, depending on him. And I graduated in Cuba for nurse. So, and I was independent in Cuba. I told him, because I was afraid, I told him that I was going to a conference of psychologists, you know, to escape. But there in the program, I immediately heard that there was a program of honesty. That was one big key. And I felt so guilty because I say a lie, you know. So I soon told him, no, this is Al-Anon. And what is that? This is family of alcoholic. So you mean an alcoholic? I say, I don't know, you're an alcoholic. I just go there and, you know, I figured my way out, you know. He was so angry with all the people that had to be with Al-Anon, you know, my friends, really. He couldn't hear about that. But I keep going. I hear in the first meeting that I should go like the sixth meeting to see if that worked for me, you know, because every meeting is different. It has different topics. So I keep going, you know, and my English began to get better and better, you know. I remember in the beginning, they didn't understand what I say, and I didn't understand what they say neither. But I kept going, really, and because I felt so much at peace for the first time in my life, you know, I felt that I belong somewhere, you know, and something called my attention. The people were laughing, you know. And I said, why they are laughing? The life is so miserable, you know. They are with the alcoholics, and some people beat their wife, you know. And I was so sad and so focused in my sadness and my story. I remember going to a very beautiful place with my alcoholic at the time. And I couldn't enjoy because I was so focused in the next fight, or how many things he has, of, you know, and how does it end, you know. So there, keeping going to my meeting, I took my first sponsor after a few months. I took my first sponsor because they suggest you should work the steps with the sponsor, have a support group, and this is what I did, you know. So my first sponsor, she was a very nice woman. She's here today. I'm not going to say the name. And we were the step till 5. But at a certain point, she told me, you have to go on your knees and pray every day. And I didn't. I come from a country who is Catholic, completely not, you know. And for me, that was no. And I had a big ego, you know. I didn't like it, people tell me what to do. So I didn't. And what happened when we finished step 5, she moved. She moved for another country. And she said, it was very nice to work with me, but I needed to look for another sponsor. So I fell immediately. I know, I was not really following the instruction, you know. So I made myself sure that the next time I will really go to any length that I hear here, because they asked me, you know, are you willing to go to any length? And for me, that time was going in my knees, and I didn't. So the next sponsor, I really followed the rules. And after entering the program, after 6 months, I took a work because I was not working. I was 10 years home when I went to Al-Anon. I was depressed for 3 months before arriving to Al-Anon. And I begin to flower, like, you know, like really being myself, enjoying life. It was amazing, you know. So I went with this other sponsor, World Steps. It took me, sometimes I really wanted to, you know, to let go and to leave the program because it was so hard, you know. Especially when you go, because step one, you just have admitting that you're powerless. And this is... They say this is the only step that you have to do perfect. But for me, you can do it anytime, again and again and again, you know. But for me, the hardest in the beginning was step four. It took me years to finish step four because I have to go deep with all my resentments. I think I have like 20, 30 people in my list. And the first one were my parents, my mom. Bless her, she's here with me. She's not here in this room, but she's here with me. I had so much resentment with her. I used to hate her because she was not the model that I want her to be for me. And my father, he was the second, first one. Because the same, because he was not present in my life, because he abandoned me, you know. Every time that he went home to pick us to go to do something, he took my brother because they went to do boy stuff. And I was so resentful with that, you know. And thanks to the program, I managed to make amends to him. He died like 2 years and a half already. And I am so grateful that I was able to make amends and accepting how he is, how he was. Before he died, because I think I couldn't bear this guilty for now. I got very distracted very quickly, sorry. So I went on like that with my list of all people, you know. I keep working my program. I found a job very quick after 6 months being in the program. I bought a car, my first car in my life, you know. And for me, this was thanks to work the program, you know, and to work on myself and to clean all the shit that I had inside me, you know, against all the people, you know. And I began to really be responsible of my life, you know, because I wanted before someone to take care of me and to take care of my life and give me, you know. I was dependent on my husband, the alcoholic one, for 10 years. And I was resentful with him, you know, because he was not the guy that I want him to be. And when I stopped being obsessed about how he drink, how what he did, he stopped drinking because the doctor told him it was not good for his prostate, you know. And I was angry with the doctor. Anyway, the thing is, when I took my life in my hands, everything went into place. We got divorced after 21 years together. I realized we didn't have nothing in common, you know. When I stopped trying to shame him, there was nothing anymore, you know, in the relation. So I got divorced and I continued with my life. And I really am so grateful for Al-Anon because it teach me to enjoy life, to be myself, to live one day at a time, to live life in life terms, you know. And I couldn't have that before, you know. I was always so worried. I remember my smaller children. She's 24 today. I have 2 children, 2 girls, and 2 grandchildren. And the little one, she was like 3 years. And one day we were on holiday, and we went together to the toilet. And she took like that to my face with 2 hands, 2 little hands, and said, "Mom, why are you always so sad?" And I couldn't bear my tears, you know, because I was always worried. That was for me, you know. Anyway, today with Al-Anon, I learned to live life in life terms, you know, and have better relationship with other people, you know, and be responsible of my own life and let other people have their own life. with the tools of the program, the slow ones, you know. For me, the more difficult was live and let live. I wanted to live, but I didn't want it to other people live, especially my partner at the time, you know. Really, I wanted to keep controlling what he did, what he didn't do. That was a hard one. But the other slow one, you know, like keep it simple, save my life at work, at meetings, at my, when I went to look for a job, you know. And the serenity prayer is the best, no boss. It's still the best for me because I do it all the time when I have important meetings, you know. Even before coming today, I did. I was very nervous, you know. And 1 month ago, a little bit more than 1 month, I have a vision, you know. I saw myself sharing my story. I said, no way. I was driving, you know. It was not even dreaming. I said, from where does it come, you know? And I leave it there. I said, I'm not intending ever do. I did already one time. And I said, I'm not intending. It's very scary to be here looking, all of you looking at me, you know. And after 2 weeks ago, I think of three, I got a message from the organizer and she asked me, and I felt like, wow. And for me, this is how my higher power worked for me today, you know. It showed me the way, you know, and told me at the time, you don't have to be scared. But I have so strong self-will that I was scared anyway, you know. And so I only can say to people who want to work in Al-Anon, give it a try, because it really worked. I am the biggest example for me, you know, because I was so hopeless, really. And my mouth is very dry right now, so I have very difficult to keep talking right now. It works if we work for it, really. And I worked the step many, many, many times, you know. And every time I discover new things for me, you know, and I clean new things. In the beginning, it was a long... Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. I am not a longer speaker. I don't find myself that I'm a good speaker, really, not at all. But it's worth it, you know. I think if my chair today can help to one person, it's great, you know. It's really great. And it's a great experience to be here, standing up here and sharing my story, even I'm still shaking, you know, and I'm still afraid. But it really worked. So I'm very, very grateful for Susan who asked me, for my higher power who told me first, because I think if I didn't have that vision and Susan asked me, I would say not, you know. But I have so close connection today with my higher power, you know. Even I know it's here with me, but I'm still nervous because I still have a strong will, you know. And it works. It really works, guys. So keep coming back, and I will keep coming back too. Thank you.